Okay, our friends, happy Thanksgiving to you. We've got a Thanksgiving story. It's true. Today's story is a classic. It is Pete the Cat, The First Thanksgiving by Kimberly and James Dean. We love this book because it is a flap book. It has all these different flaps that when you open, you will see other things. And I will describe them as we go. But in the meantime, friends... I do not know.
But Pete the Cat is brothers with Petey Rosie Rosie.
It might be. Come on over and take a look at these pictures. So today, my friends, we are going to be reading this story to you. And we are Mommy and... You're talking to him. Who are you?
No, literally.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, it would be nice if we knew who you were. Face palm.
Yeah, I'm Petey Rosie's cat.
Let's do it.
Don't tell anybody, I just escaped.
I wouldn't. I will keep your secret. And I will also let you help me with these cats, because there's two cats. When you will open the book, we can see a black cat and a white cat. Right? Okay. And the black cat, I guess he's kind of blue. Black. Blue? Really? His name is Pete. Let's read it. Pete was nervous about being a pilgrim in his class's Thanksgiving play, The First Thanksgiving.
Just do your best,
his best friend, Callie, said. Pete said he would try. He was ready. His mom had even made him a pilgrim hat, which was really cool. And when you open the flap, what do you see?
A hat.
What kind of hat? Can you describe it?
A hat with a buckle.
A hat with a buckle. It's a tall black hat with a nice golden-looking buckle. And this is the sort of hat that the pilgrims wore all those years ago. Pete took his place at the front of a giant ship that his class had made out of cardboard. Pete was a pilgrim on the Mayflower. In 1620... a group of pilgrims decided to leave England for the New World to begin a new life. It was a long, long trip on a big, big ship, all the pilgrims sang. And when we flip, flip, flip.
Wait, there's a flap right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a flip-o-rama like the one from Dogma.
Mm-hmm. When we flip the pages, we can see the ship and all the pilgrims in it.
There are three pilgrims.
It says the sea was rough and very dangerous, and many pilgrims got very, very sick. The dream of a new start in a new world made the hard trip all worth it. For more than 2 months, the pilgrims sailed. They set sail, it says, on September 6th of 1620. And they arrived, they sailed all through September, all through October, and into November they arrived. Looks like on the 9th. And they wondered if they would ever get there. After 65 days on the ship, the new world finally came into view. Yeah. And we can see Petey and Pete, and he says, "Land ho!" cried Pete, and all the pilgrims did a happy dance.
I do a happy dance whenever, like, I do a happy dance every time, like, I do a happy dance every time one of my new inventions work.
Oh, brilliant. The pilgrims arrived in the New World at Plymouth Rock in what is now Massachusetts. Everyone had many chores to do, like growing food, finding water, and building shelters. And in the picture we can see they are working hard on building a beautiful home. The first winter in the New World was long and hard. In the spring, the pilgrims had to decide whether to give up and go back to England or keep trying. And it probably was very hard to make that decision because they had done everything they knew how to do, don't you think?
Yeah, when my robots break, I just wreck it and make a new one. Wreck it. Ah. Wreck it.
Well, I don't think they can do that with a land, can they? No. They have to figure it out, don't they?
I make a robot, I wreck it, and then make a different robot.
The pilgrims had heard about the Native Americans, and many worried that they would not be friendly. Pete had never met a cat he didn't like, so he thought they would be kind. And in the picture, we can see them meeting. Hello, they say. And Pete was right. He made a new friend in Squanto. Squanto and the other Native Americans showed the pilgrims how to grow crops, like corn and beans and squash. By summer, the pilgrims had learned how to farm the new land. That's a good skill set to have, don't you think? By fall harvest, the pilgrims had plenty of food. To thank Squanto and the other Native Americans, the pilgrims invited them to share the harvest. This celebration became known as the First Thanksgiving. Pete was relieved when the play was over. He had remembered all his lines. "Wow, I never thought how hard it was back then," said Pete.
"You did great,"
Callie said. Isn't it nice to have a friend who encourages you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how they bowed.
Well, when you are finished with a play, you usually do bow.
Their bows were really funny.
How else do you expect a cat to bow? Yeah.
Squat.
Later at Thanksgiving dinner with his family, Pete said, "Let's all go around the table and say something we're thankful for."
Wait.
And we can see what people are thankful for. "I'm thankful for my family," said Pete's mom.
"I'm thankful for my skateboard,"
said Bob.
"I'm thankful for the brave pilgrims that started this new free world,"
said Pete. And what are you thankful for, Philip? What are you thankful for, Petey?
I'm thankful for all my robots.
Well, that, my dear friends, is
the end and stuff.
The end and stuff.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.